the Dice Show.
Truth or consequences.
Let her go.
D-U-Z.
Hello there. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play Truth or Consequences. Yes, Truth or Consequences, the game that does everything on the air. Brought to you by Dove, the soap that does everything in your watch. And here he is, winner of the Eisenhower Award for Bond Sales and the Meringue Pie Award for Lemon Sales, your Truth or Lots of Nonsense's man, Ralph Edwards.
Thank you very much, Bob Williams. Greetings, party players from beautiful San Francisco, California, where Truth or Consequences is broadcasting two big E-Bond shows tonight in the San Francisco Civic Auditorium. And our Truth or Consequences total in this seventh war alone is now over $13 million, thanks to San Francisco and a whole bunch of other cities. Monday night, Stockton, California, Tuesday, Oakland, next week in Los Angeles. Buy an E and see T or C. By the way, the seventh war loan drive ends soon. Have you done your part to make it a success by buying that extra bond? Why don't you do it, gang? Hello, what is your name, please?
Marion J. Crabtree.
How do you do?
How do you do?
That's a sweet name, Crabtree.
It's sweet apples.
What's that?
Crab apples.
Crab apples. Mm-hmm. That's what they call
sort
it?
Sort of bitter.
What's that?
Sort of bitter.
Well, it gets better as it gets bitter, though,
yes,
doesn't it?
Yes, it gets better.
Where are you from, Miss Crabtree?
Well, I'm from two places. I'm from Lincoln, and I'm from temporarily in Vallejo.
But that's just temporarily.
Yes, but I've been there 4 years.
Well, here we go. You've been there 4 years?
Yes, off and on.
You are, in a way, a transient, aren't you, in this thing?
Oh, no, sir. I don't claim kin to that name at all.
No. I mean, transient. I mean, you go from one street...
No, sir. Huh? I stay in Lincoln, and then I stay in Vallejo, back and forth.
Off and on.
Off and on.
Off and on, yes.
On and off.
What's that?
On and off.
Now you're changing it.
Have to make it interesting.
Miss Crabtree,
yes.
What brings you to San Francisco? A bus?
Just this.
Just Truth or Consequences?
Yes.
For Ebon's Mrs. Crabtree. We bow to you.
It's my birthday present from my husband.
Well, isn't that sweet? When's your birthday?
It's already the 13th of June on a Friday.
That was mine, Mrs. Crabtree! Happy
That's
birthday
not fair.
To
he
you.
He didn't give me that kiss. He just fooled me.
Oh. Well, I guess I'll have to put my teeth in and go to work now.
See this man, and here I am seeing him, and then he pretends to kiss me instead of really doing it. It isn't fair.
Well, everybody move over.
Oh, thank you.
It's all right.
I'll put that
now
in my hopeless box and keep it forever.
What's that?
I'll put that in my hopeless box and keep it forever.
Hopeless?
My God knows when box.
Yeah. Well, Mrs. Crabtree, let's get on, shall we, Mrs. Crabtree?
Very well.
What is your occupation?
Well, I'm a housewife, and I work at the YMCA in the USO.
And you use Dove.
I do use Dove.
Thank you for saying that. Don't say any more. That's good. Now, Mrs. Crabtree, we have a question for you. We'll have a little consequence, okay?
Very well.
Isn't it wonderful the number of E-bonds been bought here tonight
it's
in San Francisco
wonderful.
For Truth or Consequences?
I hope you'd sell that many more a million times over.
Thank you. Now, Shirley Gale of Ontario, Canada sent this question in. Give the names. Is the rest of the family over in Vallejo?
Well, just my husband.
Mm-hmm.
We have an adopted son out on the ocean.
I see. And the husband's home taking care of the maid.
He's an electrician at Mare Island.
Is he? Oh, that's fine. I know a lot of the fellows over there. Here's the question. Give the names of at least five married couples in the comic strips. Truth or Consequences, Mrs. Marion Crabtree. Now, while you're thinking of that, would you bring up an Air Force man to the microphone? Some fella from out of there. I've interviewed a fella beforehand. Any of those guys. Here comes an Air Force man. What is the name of that? Give the names of at least five married couples in the comic strip.
Well, is Amos and Andy?
In the comic strip. No, they're on the radio. The names, Maggie and Jiggs, Dagwood and Blondie, Bumstead, Emmy and Lord Plushbottom, Lucifer and Pansy Yoakum, Samuel and Susie Perkins, Min and Andy Gum. You haven't told the truth, Mrs. Crabtree, so you must pay the consequences.
Very well.
Born Friday the 13th.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that funny?
On
how
a train.
On a train?
A slow train, too.
What?
A slow train. Yeah. Had it been going faster, I wouldn't have been born on a train.
I didn't get that. What?
A slow train.
Yes, I got that.
And had it been going faster, I wouldn't have been born on a train because my mother would have got there in time.
Well, one thing, sure, it wasn't a mail train, was it? Now, Mrs., your name... let's have the Air Force man up here. What is your name, please?
PFC Sam Phillips.
Hello, Sam Phillips, PFC. Where are you from?
Slayton, Texas.
Meet Mrs. Crabtree from Vallejo. Now, here's a little consequence. You're going to help in this. You're just to sort of give us advice, Air Force man Phillips. Now, Mrs. Crabtree, you've heard those airplanes roar by overhead, haven't
yes,
you?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, do you think you could imitate them?
Perhaps.
Well, let's find out, shall we?
All right.
All right, now, Mrs. Crabtree, you sit here on this stool here, if you will, please, and just hang on to this broom handle. No, you face out toward the microphone. That's it. Now, hang on to this broom handle. What do you got in the package? Shall we put that?
Oh, a dish. Don't you dare break it.
No, we shan't. No. Been out shopping today, huh?
Absolutely.
All right. Butter dish?
No, it's an old-time dish.
Oh, how nice. All right.
10 cents for it.
10 cents.
Couldn't buy it for $5. I go and find them at those second-hand stores.
Yes. Who finds you, though, after you've got in there?
Oh, I find myself.
All right, Miss Crabtree. You sit there with a broom handle, holding on the broom handle and sitting on the stool. That's the stuff. Now, you're going to imitate a real plane. You're a fighter plane called Tipsy Betsy. Up
yes.
you go there. Careful. Look out. You'll be topsy-turvy instead of Tipsy Betsy. That's it. Now, just hold still. All right. Now, you come over here. PFC. Sam Phillips. Now, here, this fella here is by now an expert on the sounds of airplanes. You see the sounds they make in various phases of maneuvering. Isn't that right, Sam?
Right.
Yes, sir. If you're in the Air Force, you are. Now, we want you, Sam Phillips, the PFC, to put Mrs. Crabtree through an entire airplane flight. And Mrs. Crabtree, you must imitate the sounds of the airplane as PFC Phillips calls them. Whether it's a power dive or firing bullets in an enemy plane, you supply the sounds. Will you?
All right, I'll try.
You give out on this. Okay, now, Sam, here you go. Here's a list of suggestions for you in case you run out. All right, what's going to happen first?
Okay, ready, Mrs. Crabtree?
I am.
All right, spin the prop.
What did you say?
No!
I didn't hear you.
Spin the prop. Come on. Get it started. All right, rev it up.
That's it. Rev it up.
Okay?
Rev it up?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, now the takeoff. Give her the gun. Come on. A little more.
This is a dog fight or an airplane? I can't.
All right, okay, we're in the air now. A steep climb, you know. Steep! Come on! Steep!
Sounds she's like in a Ferris wheel or something. All right, go ahead.
Okay, level off.
Level off.
Okay, now we're cruising.
Yeah.
The motor sputters and coughs.
Sputters and coughs. Brother.
All right.
I'm glad I'm not riding with her, that's all. Dip your right aileron a little there, Mr. All right, here we go.
Okay, an enemy plane is sighted. Dive!
Whoa.
Power dive! Come on, dive! All right, now pull out.
Pull out!
Pull out!
Why didn't you tell me you wanted me to move this broom?
Well, no wonder she isn't flying. She isn't moving the broom. Now toward the end here.
All right. Dive again now. Dive. Now you've got him. Give him both barrels. Now.
Barrels.
Okay, good. You got him.
Good girl. You got him. That's a stop. Thank you very much. Boy. Say, that's nice shooting there. Nice shooting there, Miss Crabtree. How'd she do, Sam?
Oh, boy, she got him from stem to stern.
She did.
Boy,
I wanted
he cracked
you to
that
ask
four
me
times.
Funny. I wanted you to ask me what I was doing when I was going slow. I was going to say, and then I was going to say, that's the windshield wiper.
Boy, you better go back to Vallejo for just a moment, Mr. This is. You did terrific as you did. I wish we could have had all that. That was the windshield wiper.
Yes, sir.
On an airplane.
Yes.
Fine, fine. Well, you did swell, Miss Crabtree. Here's $5 a piece for both of you folks, a chance at the grand prize, and a big red box it does. You know, Miss Crabtree takes good care of your hands in the dishpan. And here's an extra $10 to the PFC, the Air Force man, for wear and tear on his plane. Thanks a whole lot. Folks, bye. Thanks for playing through the consequences. All right, now let's have the microphone here. A couple of gentlemen, come in close, will you, please? And tell us your names. This will be... what is your name, please?
Lee Cousins.
Hello, Mr. Lee Cousins. And your name, sir?
Alfred Breslauer.
How do you do, Mr. Breslauer?
How do you
nice
do?
To have both you gentlemen at the microphone. Where are you from, Mr. Breslauer?
San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. Right here. What is your occupation?
An attorney.
You're a lawyer?
Yes, sir.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Come right in here, Mr. Cousins, and tell us about yourself there. Where are you from?
I'm from California, Hanford.
Uh-huh.
I'm a buyer.
Good. All right, now, gentlemen, here's a question missing. We'll have a little consequence. It comes from Rachel Lee of Minneapolis, Minnesota. What do you call an eight-sided figure? There's three parts to this question. What do you call an eight-sided figure? Truth or consequences? Mr. Cousins and Mr. Breslauer.
Octagon.
Octagon is right. What do you call a nine-sided figure? You have to do this in 20 seconds, fellas. You in there, Mr. Cousins?
Ninagon or something?
Ninagon? No. You were awfully close. Not Ninagon. Nonagon.
Oh.
All right. I haven't told the truth, so you must pay the consequences. Would you have known what a ten-sided figure is, gentlemen? Well, that's a decagon. All right, fellas, you haven't told the truth, so you must pay the consequences. Now, Mr. Alfred Breslauer from San Francisco, the lawyer, and Mr. Lee Cousins, the buyer, we want you to run off into one of our little rooms backstage, and we'll give you 1 minute in which to talk to each other and dig up each other's past. Now, the one who can come back and tell the most facts about the other fella merely from his appearance and quick questioning, the one who digs up the most facts about the other will receive an extra prize. All right, off you go there. We'll call you back in a minute. Off they go. Just get in there and talk to each other about it. Interrogate each other. The lawyer.
He's probably get him in there and he says, now look here, tell me all about this.
All right, are they out of earshot? They can't hear? They gone?
Ooh, what's going to happen to them?
Now, listen, Mr. Breslauer doesn't know it. But the man who just went out with him and who we call Mr. Cousins is really Mr. Breslauer's cousin, Leon Breslauer. Now, the reason Mr. Breslauer doesn't know it's his cousin is because they haven't seen each other since they were in their teens. Last time was in 1913. And we've arranged this meeting between them with the help of Alfred Breslauer's sister, Louise Breslauer. She's seated out in the audience. I want to tell you, it took a lot of premeditated work to keep this a secret from Mr. Breslauer. Didn't it, Miss Breslauer?
Dead.
How are you?
Fine.
My. Does your brother have any inkling that the man with him is his cousin?
No, not at all.
Not at all? Ooh, this is going to be good. All right. You really kept it a secret.
I certainly have, and I've lost sleep over it.
All right. Now, you see, folks, we interviewed a great many women who received tickets for this broadcast, Truth or Consequences, in San Francisco tonight, to find one who knew of some man, some relative, who had a long-lost cousin that he hadn't seen since childhood. And we then, having found the person, we then contacted the cousin, Leon, in Salinas, California. He's from Salinas. That's Mr. Cousins we're calling him, you see. And rushed him up here to San Francisco at our expense for this broadcast. And when Mr. Breslauer, Alfred, the lawyer, and his cousin, Leon, the buyer, whom we're calling Mr. Cousins, come back on stage, the cousin, Leon, will tell all he knows about Mr. Alfred Breslauer. Now, let's hear how long it takes Mr. Alfred Breslauer, the lawyer, to catch on that someone is pulling his leg and that someone is his long-lost cousin, Leon. All right, now bring back Mr. Alfred Breslauer, the lawyer, and the pseudo Mr. Cousins, who is really cousin Leon Breslauer. Now, don't anyone give the gag away. All right, Murray, tell him to come back. Now, don't give the gag away. Aren't we devils? Okay, now let's see. Let's get on with Truth or Consequences and find out if the two men, Mr. Cousins and Mr. Breslauer, have found out all there was to know about each other. We're going to count the points as they talk, you see. Each one. Mr. Cousins, you all ready there, sir? What's that?
I don't know.
How about you, Mr. Breslauer? In the back there. What'd you say?
Ready.
All right, now I'm going to count the points here, and we'll find out who has the most at the end, you see, and the one that does, we'll get an extra prize. All right, now, let's see. Let's hear what you have to say, Mr. Breslauer, first about Mr. Cousins here. You're the lawyer, are you?
That's correct.
Oh, you probably got him in there, and we're just pounding him, huh, and telling him.
Right. I tried to, anyway.
All right, now let's go. I'll check the points. What about this fellow?
Well, he was born in Hanford. He went to school in Hanford. Went to high school in Hanford. He's been married for 20 years.
Four.
He was overseas. He was with, in the last war. He's a buyer of cattle.
Seven.
He's never heard of the OPA.
Eight.
He sells the cattle every place that he can.
Nine. I've checked these off. They're wrong, you see.
Yeah.
All right, now, were most of those right or wrong?
Well, most of them were wrong.
They were, huh? All right. Well, you've done pretty good. Now, your time is... any more? What about his appearance? What would you judge from his appearance here, Mr. Breslauer?
Oh, I judge he's about 45.
Mm-hmm. Is that about right, sir?
A little wrong.
A little wrong there. Okay, you got anything more to say about him?
That's all I found out in there.
All right, well, you did pretty good. You have about, well, some of those, how many were, say, of the 10, how many points would you say were wrong of that group?
Well, I'd say, 7.
All right, now, how, are you all ready now, Mr. Cousins, to make your stab, huh?
Yeah, right.
All right. We, do you think he's got anything on you at all, Mr. Breslauer?
We'll wait and see.
All right, we'll wait and see. All right, fire away, Mr. Cousins.
Well, from appearances and everything I find, I think that the gentleman was born in the upper part of the state of California.
Is that right, Mr. Breslauer?
And he lived there for a little while in his youth. I think he moved to San Francisco.
Is that so? How about it? Are both those points right or wrong?
That's right.
It is? Well, that's two up. You got two up on him. All right, what about now, Mr. Cousins?
He went through the schools of San Francisco here.
Well, does he look like a San Francisco schoolboy?
Yes.
He does. What schools?
Lowell High School, I think.
Lowell, maybe. Is that right, Mr.?
That's right.
What?
That's correct.
Is that correct? Oh, this guy's terrific. All right, that's the point.
He likes seals.
He what?
Likes seals.
He likes seals. Is that right, Mr. Breslauer?
Seals. He used to go for seals.
What makes
ocean.
You think that? Just to look at him, huh?
Conversation.
Yes, I see. Is that right, Mr. Breslauer?
I don't recall seals.
All right.
Well, does he mean a baseball team?
No.
He used to play a trumpet or a cornet, I think.
He did? Well, is that right?
That's right.
Oh, this guy is really, really terrific.
He was a salesman for shoes. Maybe he's an attorney. He is an attorney now.
Yeah.
He used to sell shoes.
What makes you think that? Wait a minute now. First of all, let's find out if it's true. It probably isn't. Did you ever sell shoes in your life?
I did. That's right.
You did? This guy is terrific. Well, go ahead, Mr. Cousin. That's is he sensational or not, Mr. Breslauer?
He certainly is.
Yes. What about where did he go to school? He's a lawyer.
California.
Where would he go over there?
Bolton. Graduating about 21 or 22.
How about that, Mr. Breslauer?
Somewhere around there.
That's correct.
He's good, isn't he, Mr. Breslauer?
He's a real investigator.
All right. Well, what about his children now?
Well, he had two children. I think something...
Do you think
yes,
so?
Yes, he told me he had two children. Been married about 13 years. That's what he told me.
I see.
One's a boy. One's a girl.
I see. Could you hazard a guess? What would you say? The guess of the name of the boy, say.
By appearances, the boy must be Alfred, usually a junior.
Is that right, sir?
Albert.
Is that
like
right?
That,
that's correct.
Oh, my. Are all these things true, Mr. Breslauer?
These are true.
This man is sensational. Did you tell him all those things out there, Mr.
Breslauer? No, he found them out.
Well, how do you like that? Well, how do you suppose that you're not psychic, are you, Mr. Cousin?
Oh, no.
Well, my goodness. Well, what else can you tell us about him?
He has a daughter.
Yes, what about his mother and father?
Oh. His mother and father, yes, he had a mother and father.
Yes, well, that's right.
What's the mother's name? His mother's name was Henrietta.
Is that right, sir?
That's correct.
What about the father?
His father was Isidore.
Yes?
Yes.
Well, did he have any other relatives?
He has a sister.
Yes. Where does she live?
Salinas.
Is that right?
That's right.
Who is that? Why is this man? It's
and, has a cousin down there. Leon Breslauer.
Is that right, too,
that's
sir?
That's correct.
Well, my goodness. Leon Breslauer. Well, what happened to... tell us more about the sister and that. Or Breslauer, what happened to this Leon?
Well, I guess he's still down there.
Yeah? I see. Is that true? Did you have a cousin Leon?
That's correct.
When was the last time you saw him, Mr. Breslauer? When was the last time? He looked at his man. And he seemed to have gone. Last time you saw him?
Must be 20 years, 25 years ago.
Would you recognize him if you saw him again after all these years?
Your question just tipped me off.
What does that mean? Huh?
It means that Mr. Cousins is Leon Breslauer.
That's right, your long lost cousin there. Say hello to him. Say hello to him.
How do you do?
Are you surprised, man?
I certainly am.
All right, now come here, fellas.
Now, just so come in here close to the microphone, fellas, so you can all be together. We've arranged a huge reunion dinner here at the famous Omar Khayyam's restaurant, where George Mardikian will be your host. He's the same fellow who was the official chef for the United Nations conference here. And for you and your wife, Mr. Breslauer, and your wife and your sister, Mr. and Mrs. Leon Breslauer, and the kiddies and the aunts and the uncles and cousins, all the relatives will be there. You must have a big family not to see your cousin before that, huh, Mr. Breslauer? Yes, sir. Are you still a little flabbergasted about this?
Still a little flabbergasted.
Well, have a nice time. The party's on us, and you both get $5 for a very happy consequence, plus a big red box of Does, and Mr. Alfred Breslauer, so you can remember this occasion on Truth of Consequences. Here's a 14-carat, 21-jewel, solid gold Bulova wristwatch. And Cousin Leon, we couldn't forget you. Here's a 14-carat, 21-jewel, solid gold Bulova wristwatch for you, too. Bulova, it's yours.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Goodbye, cousin. Goodbye, Alfred.
Goodbye.
Now, here we go in a cloud of suds. The mailman's here.
With thousands of letters from near and far. Cuz does everything yesterday.
Look at all those letters, boy. North, south, east, and west. Wash day is Does day.
Right, Robert. In Farmington, Maine, Miss Iola Perkins is director of public school music.
Mm-hmm.
She says her students keep all their band instruments clean with Does.
Boy, from tubas to trombones, it's Does.
Oh, sharp, Robert. You were sharp.
Yeah. Say, Ralph.
Yes.
Here's a beaut from Buffalo.
Yes.
Mrs. Wilma Capenhurst knows what a snowy white wash does, so she brightened up her tennis game by dozing all the tennis balls.
Sure, Ace. Does gives dirt the deuce.
Oh, lovely.
Golly, folks, we're mighty pleased with all your swell letters.
And you know the ladies are mighty pleased with all their Does washes. Why, from Buffalo, New York, Mrs. Irwin Apt writes, "Recently my mother did her washing with me, and being a faithful user of another laundry soap, she noticed I used Does. She asked why I changed from the family tradition, and I said because it's much simpler to do all your work the Does way. I can use the same soap for towels, rayon blouses, or the children's play clothes, and it's so easy, and quicker, too. When we got through, Mother agreed with me and now is a constant user of Does."
Mrs. Apt is some saleswoman.
Well, it's a cinch to sell any lady on the idea of using one soap for everything in her wash. Just think, folks, you can use this new kind of soap for all the things you want to get white. Like towels, pillowcases. Does turns them out the whitest white any soap can.
Does them and they dazzle.
You can Does all the things you want to get clean easy, like overalls, work pants. Does can't be beat for tough cleanup jobs.
So long, hard scrubbing.
Yet does more. All the pretty colors you want to keep bright, like print blouses, rayon undies, they're dozable too. In fact, Does treats colors better than any other leading wash day soap.
See why it's best to buy Does?
Does everything.
Okie dozie, Bob Williams. Now, it's time to hear the results of our quest for the most courteous person in America. The consequence for you folks at home with prizes and bonds up to $3,000. Last week on Truth of Consequences, we announced that one of our representatives in each of our 133 NBC cities would choose the person who was the most courteous to him during the week. The winner in each of the 133 cities would receive from Truth of Consequences a $25 war bond. And then from that group of winners, we would select the national winner, the most courteous person in America, and the winner would receive a $500 war bond. So now listen carefully. Each Truth or Consequences representative in the 133 cities tuned in throughout the nation will announce locally the $25 war bond winner, the most courteous man in our city. All right, here is your local representative.
This is Hunter Scott, your San Francisco representative for Truth or Consequences. I found a lot of courteous people in San Francisco this week, but the most courteous was Private First Class Lorenza Jones, MP Guard out at the United Nations Conference. So Private Jones wins the $25 war bond for San Francisco, and I hope he wins the national prize of $500.
All right, so there you have your local winners. Now our representatives will send us their reasons for their selection of the most courteous person in their city, and the best of the lot, the national $500 war bond winner, will be announced next week on Truth or Consequences. And now let's have at the microphone Mr. and Mrs. Fay. Hello, Mrs. Fay.
Hello.
Come in close. Tell us where you're from.
Hollywood, California.
Good. Where are you from, Mr. Fay?
Hollywood, California.
Works out that way, doesn't it? All right, here's a question for you. Miss it, and we will have a little consequence. If a clock strikes only the hours, how many times does it strike in one day? Truth or Consequences? That was sent in by Betty Allen of New Orleans, Louisiana.
24.
Nope. 156. Count them. Twice times 78. 24 hours striking. You haven't told the truth, so you must pay the consequences. Now, Mrs. Fay, put on this. Mr. Fay will have you put on the raincoat and the shower cap, because in this consequence, you'll be a necessary prop for your wife. Get the shower cap on. That's it. Now, Mrs. Fay, we want you to make a short speech on the subject, how cool and calm I am. Will you do that? All right, now come over here. Every time, though, that I tap this bell, Mrs. Fay, every time that I tap this bell, you must do the three following things. You must break one of these dishes, then scream as loud as you can, and then squirt your husband in the face with seltzer water, and then just continue your speech as if nothing had happened. All right, now here we go. The subject of the speech is how cool and calm I am. All right, now go right ahead. Then when the bell rings, you break the dish, scream, squirt the husband with seltzer water. Here we go. The speech begins.
Well, I don't know what to say.
Well, just think of something to say, Mrs. Fay.
I'm very cool and calm.
Yes?
I just can't wait to do this.
Get him! Get him!
I'm giving you pointers, but you won't take them. All right, go right ahead. I'm giving you points on the speech, but you go ahead. How cool and calm I am.
Well,
think of one more thing. All right, the bell rings. Hey! Up! Oh.
Stop. Where damn? All right, give her a hand. Give her $5. Give her a big red box, it does. Bring up the soldier real quick.
Yeah, come on, bring up the soldier. There you are. A big red box, it does, too, Mrs. Fay. Those does suds stand up till the last dish is done. You let your husband off easily. Come on, let's have this soldier right here. What is your name, please, sir?
Joe Parsco.
What is it?
Joe Parsco.
Joe Parsco?
Right.
Parsco, where are you from?
Holland.
From Holland?
Right.
How long you been over here?
5 years.
Look at all the medals on this fellow, will you? What is your rating, would you say, your rank?
Corporal.
All right, now here's a question. Miss it, we will have a little consequence. What starts with T, ends with T, and is full of T? Truth or consequences?
Truth.
Oh. No. Teapot. All right, you haven't told truth, you must pay the consequences. Do you have a cigarette lighter?
Yeah.
Get it out. If it lights on the first try, don't jet, I will give you $100. If it lights on the first try, I'll give you $100. Are you shaking on this?
Well,
Now come up here. When I count three, you light it. $100 if it works. Hold up the cigarette lighter so everybody can see. One, two, three. It works! $100! How about that, huh?
Okay.
Go
over
and get you $100.
Yeah,
right over there. Right at the cashier. Lily Engel. Thanks a whole lot, boy. Yes, Rob.
Could we arrange to stop in Atlantic, Iowa on our bond tour?
No, I'm afraid not, Bob. But why Atlantic, Iowa? Have they got cigarettes or something?
No, it's this letter from little Rochelle Ann Nelson. She says if we'd walk past her house in Atlantic on wash day, we'd see two clotheslines. One with a big Does wash on it for the whole Nelson family, and the other line with a little Does wash of doll clothes, all Does by Miss Rochelle herself.
Say, there's a real family of Dozers.
With a real family friend in Does. One soap that does everything in the wash.
Work clothes to doll clothes.
Sure, take those greasy work clothes. Just give Does the go-ahead and watch that tough dirt scram without any hard scrubbing. And for white washes, boy, there's no beating Does, not by any soap. Towels come out W-H-I-T-E white. Yet this powerhouse on dirt is extra careful with pretty rayon undies. Does actually leaves colors brighter. It's safer for them than any other leading wash day soap.
Well, I'd say it's best to buy Does.
Does everything.
That's the truth. Now the grand prize winner tonight is... Mrs. Crabtree and the two cousins. They all get a $25 war bond, a war bond for victory. Remember, the truth is if we don't buy bonds, we'll all have to pay the consequences.
We gotta go.
Tune in next week to hear our show with a dozen surprises for you and me from D.U.Z.
This is Ralph Edwards sending you dozens of good washes, and until next week when we learn who wins a $500 bond and the title of the most courteous man in America, good night, everybody.
The new kind of folk that does everything, presented Ralph Edwards and Truth or Consequences from the Civic Auditorium, San Francisco. Goodbye for now. See you all next week for another full hour of fun with the Teal Variety Hall, followed by Truth or Consequences.
This is the National Broadcasting Center.